Hare Krishna. Today we are very fortunate to have Jayananda Gaurang Prabhu on call with us to narrate about the pastimes of Chaitanya Bhagavat. We welcome you all, Prabhu, and thank you so much for your association. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. So today, we will be doing Chaitanya Bhagavata, Adi 1, Chapter 1, Verse 3 through 6. Om Agnihana Timirandasi Nihanan Jana Shalagaya Chakshurun Neelatam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapatantikam Andeyaham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sakagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swamiti Namini Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayane Gaura Katha Damadaya Nagara Gram Tharini Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharani, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschatyade Shatharani, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shedvaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this verse, we will start with text 3 in chapter 1. So we're just beginning here. Chaitanya Bhagavata, these are all the very beginning prayers. Avatirnau sakarunyau parichinnau sadishwarau Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda dvau brartrau bhaje. So here this verse, avatirnau means to descend. So descending from the spiritual domain and being visible here in the material realm, avatirnau, sa karunyau. And they do this out of their causeless mercy. So who is doing this? The supreme controllers, all spiritual controllers, sadishwarau, parichinna. So they have descended into this world and they have appeared here, parichinno. So they appeared and we are able to see them. Sri Krishna, who is descended? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Okay, and the two brothers, Bharatra. So the two brothers, and we chant their names. Okay, so we worship, bhajau is worship. Worship the two brothers who have descended out of their own causeless mercy. So I'm just reading the translation here. I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who have descended in this world as the supreme controllers. They have appeared in the covered forms. Okay. Parichinna. Okay. So that is channa. That is like in covered forms, they have appeared here as the embodiments of mercy. Okay. So karunyo. So as embodiments of mercy, they have appeared in this appeared before us. So this is verse number 3. And then we have verse 4. All glories to Sri Gaurasundara, whose powerful activities are supremely pure, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, whose eyes are like lotus petals, whose six beautiful arms extend to his knees, and whose heart is inundated by the loving devotional sentiments as he enjoys the dancing in various ways during the Kirtana. So over the course of this talk, we will take up different aspects of this verse and discuss some of the parallels that we can find in other scriptures. For example, about his complexion of molten gold, about his six beautiful arms, and his dancing, and how the devotees have cherished his activities. We will take up this, compare this verse, text 4, with other verses in other scriptures describing the activities and the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 5 goes in the similar lines. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, who is the fully independent supreme personality of Godhead, and the abode of transcendental pastimes. All glories to his eternally pure activities. Sri Gaura Sundara is the controller of all other controllers, the Lord of the universe, and the embodiment of transcendental knowledge. All glories to his devotees, and all glories to the dancing of his beloved devotees. So we can see the number of times the word dancing appears in even in the very first few in invocation prayers of the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. And that shows how much it appears in text 4, it appears in text 5. And then text 6, in the beginning, I offer unlimited obeisances to the feet of the loving, confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya. So with this, I'm going to stop with the text. And then we will take this up in different aspects. So in this purpose, also is discussed about the different scriptures that are there on Lord Chaitanya. So since we are just starting Chaitanya Bhagavata here, I will go over some of the different scriptures and then see in what angle the Chaitanya Bhagavata is going to explain about the activities and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata is the pretty much, I think, the biggest of the biographies of the Lord. And it was, as you all are already aware, it was already probably already discussed. It was initially called when he wrote it, Sri Lila Vrindavan Das Thakur. When he first wrote it, it was called Chaitanya Mangala. And then since Lochana Das Thakur also wrote with a similar name, and then the Acharyas in Vrindavan, headed by Sri Jiva Goswami, they all met together, and then they decided that the Chaitanya Mangala would be called as, of written by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, would be called Chaitanya Bhagavata. So there are some beautiful aspects of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata as we go forward. So even though Chaitanya Charitamrita is very sophisticated in its rendering, Chaitanya Bhagavata has some unique features, and that is it has a lot of information about the initial pastimes of the Lord in Navadvip pastimes. And then it barely has something about the middle pastimes in Puri, and then it just, there's barely anything about after that in the Antalila. So it is pretty much focused on the, mainly focused on the initial pastimes. There are so many books which have been elaborated based on Chaitanya Bhagavata. Many contemporaries have written, and most of the things that we, a lot of things that we do know about Lord, the Lord's pastimes in the early pastimes, the first 24 years, is all, a lot of it is from Chaitanya Bhagavata. It's very much story-like, and has some very, very amusing and very nice pastimes written. There are such elaborate pastimes are mentioned for many of the earlier things. For example, even if you take like the event of like Keshava Kashmiri, when he comes to Navadweep, and then the verses are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells about, explain about, give about 5 guna dosha, that means 5 positive things and 5 false about the verse that Keshava Kashmiri describes. Those things are all described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even though the Chaitanya Charitamrita does not do much about the Adi, the initial pastimes are not that well described, are not elaborated there, because it's already written in Chaitanya Bhagavata. So Krishnadas Kaviraj repeatedly actually says that he does not want to be repetitious and keep repeating all what Vrindavan Das Thakur already has narrated in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. And so actually he tells that multiple times in the Adikanda and so on, that he doesn't want to keep repeating the same things. And he wants to fill in the gaps. And that's basically the Madhyalila pastimes, the Antalila pastimes. They're all like the gaps that they are huge gaps, actually, which are being filled by Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so, but even though that verse, it starts actually like something like Mahatvam Gangayam Satatamitam. So about the glories of the river Ganga, which Keshava Kashmiri composes, and then Mahaprabhu elaborates. But then when we see much more details about the actual story that happens during the time, what the revelations of Keshava Kashmiri as with Saras, his activities with Saraswati Devi and what exactly he the pastimes that he has and how he comes to the realization and all those things are actually there in Chaitanya Bhagavata. So Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the philosophical point and it talks about the five merits and the five faults, the guna dosha, which as Mahaprabhu tells, but the Chaitanya Bhagavata actually gives the elaborate thing. The same thing we can see with many pastimes in the Chaitanya Bhagavata with the chant, kazi pastimes and all these kind of things are so elaborate in Chaitanya Bhagavata and they are barely covered or very little in just briefly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and as acknowledged by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that he doesn't want to repeat it again and again. So there is a great merit in going in reading Chaitanya Bhagavata. And even though Chaitanya Charitamrita is really considered the gold standard, and it is translated by Prabhupada, and it is widely read, and most people have learned about the their first touch about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Chaitanya Bhagavata gives elaborate pastimes as far as the earlier things concerned. So it is worth reading it and to understand a lot of what Mahaprabhu did during his first 24 years, especially. And so the Adi Kanda consists of 16 chapters in Chaitanya Bhagavata, and it starts with his appearance and his education, his marriage, and then all the way up to Gaya, when he goes to see the Vishnupad temple in Gaya, all the way up to that, Adi Kanda deals with. And then the Madhya Kanda, which is the center portion, has the largest one, just like the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where again the Madhya Leela is the largest one. It contains 27 chapters here in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, with it contains a lot about his mellows, bhava, and how he interacts with his disciples and associates. It talks about Jagai, Madhai pastimes, and then the civil disobedience movement, which is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's very, very beautiful in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. It runs for a few chapters and talks so it is really very inspiring how reading those chapters in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Then the Antya Kanda, which is the last 10 chapters, and this deals with the acceptance of sannyas. So it starts with Katua and then lamentation of Sachimata and then the travel to Puri. And then it just barely stops there with deliverance of Sarabha Bhattacharya, and then it just abruptly stops there. And this is, it's all, but it's still almost twice the size of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavata is almost twice the number of verses as Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's already became very voluminous at that stage. And so this is as far as Chaitanya Bhagavata is concerned, but there is a precedent to Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is Chaitanya Mangala, which is a Sanskrit verse, Sanskrit book written by Sri Murari Gupta. He was a physician and he was a contemporary of Mahaprabhu, as against Sri Vrindavanadas Thakur, who all were almost one generation afterwards. But contemporarily, it was written by Sri Murari Gupta. And that also heavily focuses on the earlier pastimes in Navadvip as how Sri Murari Gupta has interacted with Mahaprabhu. And so this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was already completed in this group. And it was written by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in 1557 in Vrindavan. And the Adi Leela comprised of 17 chapters, but it's heavily on philosophical mode. It talks about his identity, his lineage, okay, the five forms of Lord Chaitanya, his closest childhood pastimes and their lineage. It does talk about Keshava Kashmiri, does talk about Chand Kazi, but then it also takes some events from the Madhya Leela, like the Prakashan and the Saraswati, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami clearly mentions there that in case he's not able to complete the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he does not want to let go some of these major events, like the ones with Prakashan and the Saraswati in Kashi, in Varanasi. So those kind of the pastimes are actually included in the Adi Leela. And the Madhya Leela, which is again the largest in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, like 25 chapters compared to the 27 chapters in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. So in the Madhya Leela, it again starts with the sannyasa, just after the sannyasa, that's where it starts, and where Mahaprabhu starts moving towards Vrindavan, and then to find that he gets tricked by Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, and then he lands up in the banks of the river Ganga instead of Yamuna. And then it starts, and then it goes about how his travel to Jagannath Puri, and then about Madhavendra Puri's life, and then about all the different temples that they visit as they move from Bengal to Puri. And then the philosophical conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was then converted to Vaishnavism. And then his pilgrimage to the South India, which is a very elaborate set of chapters. And then the Ratha Yatra festival that happens. And there are chapters dedicated to that about the different groups, the six different groups that are. And then Mahaprabhu dancing in the center and so on. And then observance of other festivals, and then instructions to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. The Antilila has 20 chapters. That is also pretty elaborate, and it has many intimate pastimes, interactions with, there are some occasional critics who come and go, and as well as his devotees such as Raghunath Das Goswami, and then Jagadananda Pandit, okay, who is an expansion of Lord Satyabhama, and Lord's increasing agony of separation. It talks a lot about Krishna Viraha, and then it ends with the Shikshashtaka. So this is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we just actually completed that before the Lord teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is Chaitanya Mangala, and this was written after. So chronologically speaking, first Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya was written, and then the Chaitanya Bhagavata was written, and then we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and almost about the same time we have here Chaitanya Mangala. And this Chaitanya Mangala was written by Sri Lochanadas Thakur. Okay, so this is very different in its a little different in the way it is dealt with. It has a Sutra Kanda, which is about 1800 verses. There is actually a nice book about this by written by Sri Mahanidhi Swami, and very well written in terms of the knowledge that we can obtain about the rasa and of Mahaprabhu, the mellows that Mahaprabhu exhibits. It's not really very in the story form. So if we read the Chaitanya Bhagavata, you will be very used to reading stories. And then, but Chaitanya Mangala, and if you start reading that by Lochanadas Thakur, it might be a little deceiving initially, because it won't be in the form of like story. There are stories, but then it is heavily mellow based rasas, and the past and the kind of sentiments and bhava showed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it has about 1800 verses in the Sutra Kanda, which gives the prelude to the appearance, why Lord Krishna appears as Lord Gauranga in Navadvip, and the events which led to his appearance. Okay, so this itself is an elaborate I think here about 1800 verses. Then you have the Adi Khanda, which is 3300 verses, which are about the early pastimes all the way going to Pidaya. So you can see the similarities there with this and the Chaitanya Bhagavata. It all deals with the same time, events of the time, but again, even though that it's mentioned here as pastimes, but the story form is actually very limited. And it is also not very chronological. Chaitanya Mangala is not very chronological. It goes a little back and forth. So so the next is the Madhya Kanda, which is about 4,300 verses. So after the Gaya trip, then Mahaprabhu, it goes up to all the way up to his meeting with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then the last kanda is called Shesha Kanda, which is about 1600 verses. It talks about his pilgrimages to southern and northern India. Again, not very chronological, and deals more with the mellows. So in itself, it said, generally the description with the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, I mentioned about this book, this book is full of rasa, okay? Rasatmaka Shastra. So Chaitanya Bhagavata. So, and then we already told about the naming issue we just said. It was Chaitanya Bhagavata was called Mangala. And then headed by Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and other Acharyas in Vrindavan. So they all met to resolve the problem. And it was just, and then it was informed that Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala of Vrindavan Das Thakur would be then called as Chaitanya Bhagavata. So now let's look at Okay, this is the first biography that was ever written on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Krishna Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. So this is written in Sanskrit and is written by Sri Murari Gupta, who is a physician, contemporary, personal associate of Mahaprabhu, has a lot of intimate pastimes with Mahaprabhu. There are four books in this. The first book is Appearance Till Return from Gaya. So you can see that in most of these cases, the first book usually deals with up to Gaya or up to Sannyasa and so on. The second one deals with ecstatic moods and ends with the acceptance of Sannyasa. Okay, so again, you can see it's more about the earlier pastimes. Book three is about acceptance of Sannyasa and pastimes of Puri. Okay, and the last one is Vraja pastimes and the later pastimes in Puri. So again, this book is more heavily focused on the initial pastimes of how of interactions of Murari Gupta with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this also forms as an inspiration and basis for many of the of this grand book that we are reading right now, which is Chaitanya Bhagavata of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this formed like sort of like a prototype. And as you can read these different scriptures, you will find that there are some differences also in the pastimes. So it's not going to be very identical. What Chaitanya Charitamrita says in some of the pastimes may not be very identical to what Chaitanya Bhagavata says or Krishna Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya says. There will be some real differences in terms of the way the pastimes, and that is also appreciated because of the way the different devotees have seen the Mahaprabhu and the pastime. So there will be some differences in the way, in the external way it looks. But all of them uniformly agree on one thing, that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna. And that there is no difference between them. But there will be some subtle differences based on how the devotee perceives the different pastimes, and written by, for example, Chaitanya Charitamrita, a lot of it is also taken from the diaries, personal diaries written by Swarup Dhamodar Goswami as well as Raghunath Das Goswami when they were with Mahaprabhu and so on. So depending on how devotees have seen and written, there will be some minor differences, but that should not be taken very so we cannot be expecting that everything is going to be like verse by verse the same kind of story that's going to be seen in all these things. But there'll be some minor differences, but that's not a big deal. But the sum and substance is that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that part is uniform in all the scriptures, and it has been repeatedly dealt with in all these scriptures. So with that, let's go to the next one. Okay, so this is Chaitanya Chandramrita. So Chaitanya Chandramrita is not actually a biography in that sense, but it just goes in the same series because it does describe a number of mellows of Mahaprabhu, and is written by Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati, who is the uncle of Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who went from the South India. And it is written in Sanskrit. There are 12 chapters. There are some very, very nice verses. And some of these verses I will talk about because of its similarities with the current verses. So Chaitanya and the Chaitanya Chandramrita, the author Prabodhananda Saraswati, has also written some very amazing other books in Sanskrit, and one of them is called Vrindavana Mahima Amrita. So it is a pastime. It's a huge book, in Sanskrit, written for about the glories of the Vrajabhumi and analyzed in so many different ways. And then this is another one, which is a drama actually, called Chaitanya Chandrodaya. It's written by Srila Kavi Karnapura. And it comprises of, it's written in different acts. Act one is an introduction. Act two is about, it's a darshan of all the incarnations of the Lord. Act 3 is about Radha Krishna pastimes. Act 4, acceptance of Sannyasa of Mahaprabhu. Act 5, some of the pastimes at Advaita Acharya's home after Mahaprabhu takes Sannyasa. Act 6 is the mercy to the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Act 7 is about his journey to holy places. Act 8 is his mercy to King Prataparudra. Act 9 is his journey to Mathura. Act 10 is about, sorry for the typo there, about Shivananda Sen. That's a separate thing because they are very closely related to Kavi Karunapura. Is his son. So there are a lot of pastimes. So there is a separate chapter there for Shivananda Sen. So And so, and this author here, Kavikarnapura, has also written many other scriptures here with revealing the identities of the different different associates of Mahaprabhu and how they are with the Krishna Leela. So he has compared the Gaura Leela with Krishna Leela in terms of the identities. He has written different scriptures about it very elaborate pastimes have been narrated in these things. This is a drama play, but but it has been cited, and we will cite this in some of the when we correlate some of the purports, some of the translations here in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. I will cite from Chaitanya Chandrodaya here during this morning's talk. Okay, so now let's look at some of the other verses which do talk about. So if you look at this Chaitanya Bhagavata verse, so we could see that in text 4, it talks about the molten gold complexion of the Lord. And actually, there are so many verses, you know, that talk about the molten gold complexion of the Lord as against the blackish complexion of Krishna. And so this is the verse from Chaitanya Chandramrita. And then Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. So it again talks about Ananda Leela means full of blissful pastimes. If you make that into a form, so that kind of form with full of blissful pastimes is what he describes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hemava Divya. Okay, so this is like a, it says Hemava here because the version I took from, it has a, it is Hemava Divya Chavi Sundaraya. So Hemava, so Hema means gold. Divya is transcendental. So it's not just some ordinary gold, like material gold, but it is Hemava Divya, which is transcendental gold. Chavi Sundaraya. So extremely beautiful, but it's transcendental gold. Tasmai Mahaprema. Okay, so he's giving his own Krishna Prema Rasa Pradaya. He's just freely distributing. Okay, his own Krishna Prema Rasa, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Unto that moon-like Chaitanya, I offer my obeisances. So you can see here the correlation between Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Chandramrita here with the word Hemava Divya. Then another verse, again, I'll cite from Chaitanya Chandramrita. Okay, so this is a similar verse. There are some variations of the last part. This is also from Chaitanya Chandramrita, but some aspects of this is also seen in some other Navadvipa Shataka verses, something like that. I think there is some other scripture which has some similar verses there. But this verse is from Chaitanya Chandramrita. Samsara Sindhu Tarane Hridayam Yudhishyat Sankirtanamrita Rase Ramate Manas Chet Premambudo Viharane Yadi Chitta Vritti Chaitanya Chandra Charanam Sharanam Prayatu. The last line, there are some variations in this verse. And then depending on where you extract it from, Samsara Sindhu Tarane. So this is again talking about, so the similarity with the verse that we are just seeing. Okay, so Samsara Sindhu, the ocean of material existence, if you want to cross it, and if your heart, Hridayam is the heart, if your heart is willing to cross this ocean of material existence, Sankirtanamrita. So Amrita is the nectar of Krishna Sankirtan. Sankirtanamrita. So our nectar of Krishna Sankirtan, Rase, Ramate Manascheta. So Ramate, if you want to enjoy, if your mind, Manas is mind, if your mind wants to enjoy in this nectarian rasa of Krishna Sankirtan, Premambudo, Ambuda is ocean here, Bharane, Bharane means to want to reside. What wants to reside? Chitta. Okay, if the consciousness wants to reside in this ocean of love, Krishna Prema, Chaitanya Chandra Charanam Sharanam Prayatu. And to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, offer my humble obeisances. And there are some variations in the last line here too. And so this is this verse again talks about the mellows of the ocean of love with the Lord Chaitanya. Now let's go back to this Chaitanya Bhagavata verse here. So again, it talks about the same thing. Inundated, whose heart is inundated by loving devotional sentiments. Okay, as he enjoys the dancing in various ways. So in this way, the dancing of Mahaprabhu has been witnessed by his devotees, and it is not some very ordinary kind of, just his sight was sufficient to impart Krishna Bhakti onto the onto those who had the chance to view them, and just his touching his the dust touched by his lotus feet was sufficient for people to exhibit all the devotional sentiments. Yebam vrata swapriya namakirtya. So jatanu ragaho. So all those sentiments people could experience by just looking at him, by touching the dusts touched by lotus feet, and so on. So these are the similar sentiments that are being described here, and then by the other in the other scripture. So let's take the other verse. So this is a very popular verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.33. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasra Parsam Yagnir Sankirtanam Prayer Yajanti Hisu Medashaha. So Krishna Varanam, so opposite of the color. So this again talks about the golden nature, and this verse again is succeeded by other verses describing Mahaprabhu with the Bhagavatam, ending with Vande Mahapurushe Shri Charanaravindam Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam. So here again it talks about the complexion of the Lord, and this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we have the very popular verse of Rupa Goswami, which talks about why Mahaprabhu is so merciful, where he says, Namo Mahavadanyaya. So Vadanyaya itself means very merciful. And this is something that we recite every day during offering as well. So Namo Mahavadanyaya. Someone very munificent, very merciful is called Mahavadanyaya. But Mahaprabhu is not just some person who is just merciful, munificent like that. But he is Mahavadanyaya, the greatest of all those who is munificent. And why is that? Because he is not giving something that is being just, that can be taken away by the act of time or by material nature. Somebody who builds a hospital, somebody who does service to those who need, somebody who's, all those things are considered munificent. Those who are, these are large-hearted people, very, very benevolent. But all those things can be taken away by time. But what is most munificent is something, somebody who gives something which can never be taken away. And that is Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate. So, and that is why he's called Mahavadanyaya. And then Krishnaya Krishna. So even so merciful. So this verse again narrates the very, it's very similar to some of these invocation prayers here in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. So now let's take, if you look at this verse from these four verses from this morning. So there are some unique aspects of this verse. I'll just briefly go over them as well. So if you look at text four, it says here, whose six beautiful arms extend to his knees. Okay, so that's one thing that's mentioned. So right in the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavata itself, Chaitanya Vrindavan Das Thakur acknowledges the form which was being manifested by Mahaprabhu, which has six arms. Okay, so let's take a look at those six arms, because it is mentioned like right at the beginning itself of the scripture. So so when we look at this, it is actually there in multiple verses, multiple places. It's not the Chaitanya Bhagavata alone. It is corroborated in multiple places. So I've written here at least five, six references here where about the 600 form of Mahaprabhu. There are different ways by which the 600 form of Mahaprabhu is depicted, and I'll talk about them soon to you as well. So one is mentioned in the by Murari Gupta in verses 14 through 20. It's very elaborate there. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya 4.16.14-20. This is the last book, 16 chapter 14 through 20. And then in the Chaitanya Mangala, in the Shesha Kanda, in song 12, there are three verses about this 600 form. Chaitanya Bhagavata, we saw it is mentioned very briefly here in the initial verse, but it's elaborated more in detail in the Antiya Kanda, verses 100 through 105 in the third chapter. Chaitanya Bhagavata, again, the Madhya Leela, chapter 5, verse 92. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned in the Adi Leela, 17.12. It is also mentioned in the Madhya Leela. And then Chaitanya Chandrodaya, the drama that I mentioned, Act 2, text 77. There it talks about a 600 form, which is a little different, okay? Because he has exhibited different kinds of 600 forms, one to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one to King Prataparudra after his trip to South India. And then there is one that is exhibited to Lord Nityananda. And the form that is exhibited to Lord Nityananda is actually there in Chaitanya Chandrodaya, Act 2, Text 77. And that is a different combinations of It has conch shell, disc, club, and lotus, that like how you see the four-handed form of Lord Narayana. And then the other is a bow and a flute. Okay, bow and a flute. So this is a different combination of six, very different from the six-handed form that has been exhibited to Sarabha Bhattacharya. So we can see that actually it's in the painting on the walls of the Jagannath temple. It's actually there, painted on the outside of the temple tower. There is on the ceiling of the Natamandir, a room near the southern gate, painted in the, there is a mutt in Jagannath Puri. There is, okay, Ganga Mata mutt. So there you can see, you can also see that in the house of Sarabha Bhattacharya. And there is a deity form in the southeastern side of the main temple of the Jagannath Puri temple. That's where the deity of the Lord in the 600 form is. So, and after this, there have been so many contemporary paintings. There are actually forms in Mayapur, in Navadweep. So it's there in the appearance place of Lord Nityananda. And so there are many temples came afterwards, but these were the original first set of temples. And first, it is there in the Jagannath Puri temple itself. So, and then these are some pictures of the Shatbhuja temple. This is one in Bhuvaneshwar, the left one. The center one is actually in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then I don't have the picture of the one in Puri because of the, I don't think you can take pictures there. So, and then, I haven't come across any. So, and then this is the, to the right one is actually in Vrindavan. And this is a small temple actually across Gopala Bhatta Goswami Samadhi. And it's about very near Radharaman temple. So that's the, so you can see that there are some differences there. But this one, the right one is very similar to the one that has been shown here to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where there is a greenish, the one with the bow and arrows, Lord Rama. And then you have the one-ish, bluish, blackish one with a flute as Krishna. And then you have as one as the sannyasa, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is different from the one that was shown to Lord Nityananda. So this is another aspect of this verse in Chaitanya Bhagavata. And so with this, I'm going to stop. These are, there's not much more to, we can actually discuss a lot more about these verses, about how he is talking about both Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda as the brothers. Okay, so that is another subject matter of the which we can elaborate on. And so I'm going to stop here, and then we can open this for discussion. Thank you again for this opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Hare Krishna. Please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very nice class. It was very informative. And thank you for telling us about the three different Shatbhuja forms, which I didn't know. So thanks for that. The second one was shown to King Prataparudra, you said, right? So it was referenced where, Prabhu, the second one?
It is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mataji.
Charitamrita. And the first one to...
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is also there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will put the references here. You can just actually take a look. Let's look at all those. I just put a limited, you know, I did this pretty fast this morning. So, but there are actually way more than this. By quick look, I found these things. So, these places. So, there should be more than what it is written here. So this one is Murari Gupta, Krishna Chaitanya Charitra Mahakavya, 14 through 20. And then this is Lochanadas Thakur's and so on. So you can take a look at this. So.
Okay, Prabhu. So Prabhu, would it be possible to share the slides with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very enlightening class. And very grateful for your association. So you have time, right, Prabhu,
for
discussion? Yeah. So devotees, please, if you have any doubt, any question, or any comment or realization, please go ahead and share with Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat pranam. Sadhguru's to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful, detailed explanation, Prabhu. And really like that how you draw parallels between all the other biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I do have one doubt about this six-handed form only, the slide which has already been shown. So you said that, correct me if I'm wrong, Prabhu, that there is one form which was shown to Murari Gupta, the six-handed form, one to Advaita Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and then one to Nityananda Prabhu. Is it right, Prabhu?
Just, it was Sarva Bhattacharya was shown, and then after his South India trip, it was King Prathaparudra.
Not to Nityananda.
And to Lord Nityananda too. That's a different form. That's the last verse, the 10th one here, Chaitanya Chandrodaya. That is that in the, that's what is talking about the form that was shown to Lord Nityananda. So King Prathaparudra, definitely he showed. And then to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, definitely he showed. And then because it is there in his house itself, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house itself, it's there. And then and King Prataparudra, after he was shown to him, then he built the deity in the Jagannath temple itself. And then and it's also there on the ceiling in the Jagannath temple also. And then and then the last one was to Lord Nityananda. And you can see a form in the appearance place of Lord Nityananda in Eka Chakra. There is a temple there. And there also there is a deity there. And there are a few other deities in Mayapur also there is a deity. So of six-handed form. I didn't put all the other deities here. I put only the original deities that were like first built as soon as Mahaprabhu showed. But there were many. And across ISKCON, you can see them, so many deities built across the world. So, and there are so many paintings as well. So,
yeah. No, my question is extended to like the form that was shown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Shad, mm-hmm. the Shad Bhuja form.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two for Lord Ram, two for Krishna, and two for Prabhu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one which was shown to Nityananda Prabhu, what was that form?
That form is has, instead of this, it doesn't have the stick and the water pot and all, but it has, instead it is like, it has a conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and a bow and a flute.
And the same form is shown to Prataparudra also?
No. Prataparudra is just very similar to Sarva Bhattacharya.
Okay.
That's the, yeah. Only okay. The form that's shown to Lord Nityananda, the six-handed form,
is different.
The things hold, are different.
Okay. Perfect, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Nandavat Pranams.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, our Gwensha yes. Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for a wonderful class. you had mentioned something in the beginning and I didn't catch it. Whose son did you say Kavikarnapura was?
Shivananda Sen.
Oh, he is? Okay. I did not know that. Okay, so.
They were three brothers. And Kavikarnapura, I am not sure exactly whether he is the middle son or the last son, but there were three of them and they've all written scriptures. I can, the three sons of Shivananda the same.
He was the last one, also known as Paramananda Puri, I think so.
Okay. So Kavikarnapura was also known as Paramananda Puri is what you said.
As far as I think so, I may be wrong, but...
So was he there during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Was he a child?
Shivananda Sen was there.
Yes, Shivananda Sen was there. Yes, I
am. I think he had interactions with Lord Nityananda. So these are the three sons. They were called Chaitanya Dasa, Ramadasa, and Paramananda Dasa. So Paramananda Dasa is Kavikarnapura. So I just took this. So Shivananda, his three sons, Chaitanya Dasa is the first one. I think that is, Chaitanya Dasa is the son whose Mahaprabhu put his lotus, his toe in his mouth in Puri. If you remember in Chaitanya, that is his first son, Chaitanya Dasa. And then the second son is Ramadasa, and the third one is Paramananda Dasa, who is called as Kavi Karnapura. And that's basically it. Yeah. But Shivananda Sen, but I think there was a lot of interactions with Kavi Karnapura and Lord Nityananda. So before beginning, he collected a lot of information actually before doing those.
So that was why my question was there, because I wanted to understand if Kavi Karnapura or Paramananda Das had a personal interaction, then his is also a first person.
It's his father. I know for sure Chaitanya Dasa has had the first son met with him because he Mahaprabhu put his, but Kavi Karnapura, I don't know. I personally don't know whether he has met Mahaprabhu.
So, yes, I think so. It's Paramananda Puri only, the Paramananda Das only, who put his toe, in his mouth and told him to recite the words. And then when Mahaprabhu told, then he was just a small boy. He was not able to recite the words. And then Mahaprabhu said that, see, I made even the dog recite Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but I cannot make this child recite Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then all the associates who were present, they said, because this is a confidential mantra, so this child is not saying, aloud, so he's saying in his mind. And later he became Kavi Karnapura.
So that's...
Thank you for that. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to make that reaction. I'm trying to...
The thing is that I wasn't sure, so... Prabhu, would you like to add on it? I'm sorry, I just...
No. I actually didn't remember actually which son actually was Mahaprabhu's, the thing. I actually didn't remember whether it was Chaitanya Dasa or Kavi Karnapura. So I actually didn't remember that. So thank you much. Any other points of discussion?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. It was wonderful to get a synopsis of all those various versions of Chaitanya's pastimes. It was really, really great. Just one question. I don't know why, but I thought that Ramananda Roy was also shown a Sadhguru's form. Is that?
Oh, it is. He was. I didn't mention that too. Yeah, he was. Definitely he did. Yeah. Okay. Mahaprabhu showed as Radha Krishna, and there was a 600 form also I think showed to him too.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
many forms shown in different but some of the ones that I've documented here are, I have to look for the verse where Ramananda Rai also was shown, but I know for sure that he showed as a form as Radha Krishna, but to the best of my memory he was also shown the 600 form too.
Okay, so including the ones that you did show, that makes to four different personalities that he showed that form.
That's what my memory says. I can check on the Ramananda Rai and find out the verse.
He was actually the only one I ever knew about. I didn't even know about the other three, So the one and only one that I knew about, that was the one that wasn't mentioned. So I had to figure out if this was just my speculation. So another thing, you say that he showed this form to many people. Did you say that?
I mentioned three people, Mataji. One is to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one is to King Prataparudra, and one is to Lord Nityananda. But there were some variations in the form.
Right. But when you said something about his having maybe you were saying that there are many forms of these four. I don't know. You used the term many in relationship to this subject, many forms.
Because there are, I don't remember Mataji exactly what I said. Basically, what I might have mentioned is he showed his universal form at a different thing, and that's what I mentioned. It's not just the 600 form, but he's
okay.
Also
no, yeah, I'm referring specifically to the Sadhbhuj form. So maybe what you meant is that there are many deities of these various.
Correct.
Okay, got it now. And also, okay, like the one that he showed to Ramananda Roy, as far as I remember, is a combination of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramchandra, and Krishna, right? And then, can you go over again what the combinations are of the other three?
The only difference is the one that's shown to Lord Nityananda. Everything else is the same as you mentioned. The one with Lord Nityananda is at the bottom of the slide with hands holding conch shell, disc, club, lotus, bow, and flute. That's the only one which is a different 600 form.
Okay, so again, that one is the conch shell, which is Vishnu, right? Yeah. Oh, no. Is it Vishnu?
All the standard Nala, whatever is seen for the 400 form of Lord Narayana is there. And except the addition is the bow and the flute.
Okay, got you. Bow and the flute. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you. I was just trying to find the verse of Ramananda Rai, but anyway. So any other points of discussion? Looks like there is nothing more.
Yes, Prabhuji. So, devotees, if you have no other queries or comment or realization, so with Prabhuji's permission, do we close the call, Prabhuji?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much once again, Prabhuji, for your wonderful association and a very beautiful class and for enlightening us. And thank you, Prabhu. So we will pay our obeisances. Mancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vyavacha patita naam pavnevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace jai Jayananda Gauranga Prabhu ki jai. Please give your association again, Prabhuji. Very, very grateful and look forward for your association in the future. Hare Krishna. We'll close the call. Hare Krishna.